Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, one thing I should say about making money from UFOs or anything, there's nothing dishonorable about making a living, being paid for what you do. I mean, we think, right, he's writing a UFO book, he's doing it for the money. Well, you might as well say the same thing about every scientist out there. I mean, some scientists, true, are trying to get published and make some money and do lectures, but they have a solid interest in doing good work. Doctors will make more money if you're sick than they will if you're well, because if you're well, you're just going to get the basic exam. But I know I had a stent put in my heart last year, and I got the bill from the hospital, and I was covered through Medicare, most of it. There was a copay, but the total price of the hospital visit, this is just going in the hospital for a few hours, was $70,000. Somebody is making money, but you can't say again, because somebody gets paid for something, you're being dishonest.
I agree. And when I say that, you know, a lot of people will misinterpret what I'm saying, you know, and I have to remind them that I'm not wanting to scrap everything or get rid of, you know, the conferences or entertainment or TV shows or whatever, because I enjoy that stuff myself. It's just a matter, I think, of balance. I think, you know, we're in a time where everything is entertainment oriented and media oriented as opposed to science oriented. I think with projects like Galileo and UPX, SCU, I think there's hope that we can move towards, you know, more programmatic endeavors. But it's a matter of balance. I believe in reforming the field. I think we should put just as much money into, you know, like I said, field investigations as we do into the entertainment sort of stuff. And I think that's what we're going to need to do long term. Otherwise, it's just going to be always going to be, you know, sort of a subset of science fiction, you know. And I think it could be more than that.
It'd be interesting, though, to see 10, 20 years from now, how many people who have been in this field of study will come forward and say, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch, you know, such and such program, and that had a big influence on me. That's what got me started. Pretty much like, you know, we would say that we watched, you know, Sightings what was the one with Leonard Nimoy and Peter Graves? Yeah, In Search of, that one had a big influence on me, you know. So what programs now are going to be the influence, for better or worse, on upcoming generations of researchers?
Yeah, I think we're also dealing with, you know, new media now. You know, there's so many podcasts out there that are influencing, you know, these subcultures, more so than any of the corporate stuff. And a lot of them tend to be ran by people that are new to the subject, and they will pretty much mirror, you know, whatever popular narratives are going on, or, you know, what arguments are going on social media. Everything is sort of happening on social media now. That is going to be the big influencer for the subsequent decades for all these different fields of inquiry in the paranormal. People get on there daily on Twitter and on Facebook, and they have discussions and they share things, and it's a constant, especially on Twitter. There's hundreds of posts by, you know, influencers. And these influencers are going to be the ones doing the influencing. So, you know, that's why I try to inject myself into it, you know, as one of the old guard guys, to challenge different narratives, to challenge different interpretations, to encourage critical thinking, to encourage historical research, because it is necessary. You know, when I get on like Twitter or Facebook, I will see, you know, like younger people that have just gotten involved in the past few years, you know, regurgitating hoax material or putting something out as new that has been, you know, put to the side decades ago, you know, so it's like, it's almost like reinventing the wheel and it's frustrating. But that's where it's going to happen. And that's where people like Lou Elizondo and Tom DeLonge, that's where they get their power and influence. That's why they're able to, you know, change the narrative and interpret the narrative and influence people. It's because they're plugged into that. And a lot of old guard people aren't active and they're not even aware, you know, of a lot of the stuff that's going on in social media and what is going to happen to the field, you know, within the next 20 years. It'll be interesting to see. There are people calling for the death of ufology.
Some people say ufology is dead, but I will always question, by the way, people like a Tom DeLonge. I think he is totally, except that brief flurry with his silly website, totally non-influential in terms of the UFO field. Hasn't he gone back to music?
Yeah, he was pretty much, he was influential, you know, 2017 when all the To the Stars promotion stuff happened and, you know, they were able to capitalize on the Nimitz videos and, you know, it was largely orchestrated, you know, with Leslie Keen, and it is definitely part of a strategy to get the sort of reboot the subject, you know, call it UAP and reboot it and get younger people involved and as part of a form of activism that could have political effects, you know, lobbying and it's happening. They're doing it. You know, the strategy is at least on some level, you know, who's actually pulling strings and what the end game is. That's open to debate. But yeah, Tom was influential. And then he started, you know, saying some things that were delegitimizing, you know, started embracing some of the more extreme conspiracy theory stuff, you know, like Hollow Earth, Antarctica, Nazi stuff, you know, sort of the fringe things. And then you had some people just outright quit To the Stars, you know, like Lou, and they sort of distanced themselves from him. So he's sort of out of the way now. And yeah, Lou is sort of the champion of disclosure now, but yeah, he's got his critics as well, and people are worried about his knowledge of the subject and his manipulations. It turns out he's been on social media under different names, you know, trying to influence people to attack one another and whatnot. So that sort of has hurt his credibility a little bit, but the lobbying stuff is still going on in the Congress, and there's going to be possible amnesty for or immunity from NDA violations in exchange for testimony to the Congress for some of these possible government programs. It's kind of hard to know what to root for, you know. It used to be a day and age where the UFO field didn't like intelligence community involvement. But the younger people embrace it, you know.
We're going to have to wrap up this segment in a minute, so let me just tell everybody here. By the way, I think we've roped in Michael to stick with our premium show after the PowerCast, where it's uncensored and wacky and wild. It will be wild. Our guest co-host is Tim Swartz, the man of 27 and one-half voices. And we've never figured that half voice out. I'm Gene Steinberg most of the time. I am not as rich as Ringo, who's worth $350 million. I think I have 350 cents right here. I'll show it to you. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, let's continue here. Tim, you had a question of Michael Huntington.
I'm trying to remember which way I was going to go with that. okay, all right.
Go for it.
You were talking about how Tom DeLonge has kind of gone into the extreme elements of ufology, but I mean, this is nothing that we haven't, those of us who are familiar with the history of it, we've seen it before. And in fact, there was a whole episode of the X-Files that actually made fun of how these far out aspects of the phenomena can overtake people.
Is that the Jose Chung from Outer Space episode that
we're talking
about? Oh yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah,
I'm a big X-Files fan. Needless to say, I was actually one of the first people to join the X-Files fan club. In fact, when I joined it, I did so by mail because the internet wasn't even invented yet. Yeah, so I still have my my X-Files fan club, you know, mailings, if they mailed me physically. But anyway, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of, you know, folklore within the history of UFOs, and there's a lot of, you know, bizarre out there conspiracy theories. And some of them are interesting and some of them are intriguing. I think when they start becoming mutually exclusive of each other, you know, you can't have Hollow Earth and also, you know, well, I don't know, maybe you can, but some of them are, they're either Venusians or they're from Jupiter or Mars, you know, you can't, it's got to be one or the other, right? Yeah, the more high strange it is, I think the more delegitimizing it has been, especially for those that are, you know, on the high road trying to, you know, seek some sort of credibility or whatever. And when you start speaking of, you know, underground bases and, you know, Nazi real craft and reptilians and all that, all of these have been part of the, yeah, the various theories and interpretations. You know, we can't dismiss that. But yeah, if you're meeting with a congressman or a senator, you start talking like that, that's when they don't want to participate with you. And I think that's why some of these political people, some of these intelligence connected people that are trying to influence political policy, people that still hold classification hearings and work for defense contractors still, that's when they want to kind of move away from that. Now people have said, you know, was Tom DeLonge used? Was he just, they just used his celebrity in order to get the people involved. Intelligence has used the UFO subject to affect policy or to use for cover for intelligence operations for the history of the subject. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's demonstrable, you know.
You know what? Why don't you mention a few cases so people could look into this, where the intelligence community has gotten their hands dirty in the UFO field?
Well, I mean, you can go all the way back to, you know, NICAP and, you know, look at people that were on the board back then that, you know, had connections to intelligence, you know, to the CIA. It goes all the way back to then, you know, NICAP sort of became delegitimized, and you had people leaving NICAP and joining groups like APRO and MUFON because they felt that it was infiltrated.
Interesting, the story of NICAP, because I knew Major Donald Kehoe slightly. Of course, he was a retired major in the Marine Corps, so of course a lot of his associates were military people. One of them was the original head of the CIA when it became the CIA. And the reason for that is they were classmates. Now, maybe there was a more sinister reason. It was very, very fun for us back in those days to think, NICAP has all these military government people. They're top heavy with them. They've got to be influenced by the military, and you make a very valid point there. Except for one thing here, wouldn't that be just a little too obvious? If you're going to have a military front as a UFO group, you'd make it so obvious with a lot of military people on it?
Well, and maybe, you know, if the strategy is to delegitimize the group, that's how you make it obvious. I don't know. We can speculate. And all I'm saying is, you know, what the perception was. And and we can certainly look at, you know, other instances of, you know, the government. You know, we can go to Richard Doty and the whole Benowitz thing. We can look at Robert Bigelow and, you know, his influencing. You know, while he also had, you know, defense intelligence connections going on, you know. And now it's just sort of accepted. It used to be, like I said before, it used to be that would be something that, you know, when intelligence infiltrated civilian organizations, it was frowned upon. Now it's like we put them up there on the, you know, they get the most money at the speaking, you know, for speaking now.
Well, that's how Luis Elizondo succeeds. But there's a point I want to mention there about that. My feeling over the years about military or intelligence involvement has been that if you're going to do it, except for like a Richard Doty, who's a pretty wacky guy, we've had him on the show, if you're going to do it, you do it in a way that it's not apt to garner attention. It's like the mystery novel. The person who did it is the person you least suspect. So this was another theory we had, that this bohemian character who drank too much, who smoked too much, did all sorts of wacky things like perpetrate hoaxes, but who was also the son of a major figure in the U.S. Army. And that guy, of course, is Jim Moseley. His dad was Major General George Van Horn Moseley, an extreme right-winger who was a high muckety-muck in the U.S. Army in the 30s. And you think, Jim Moseley, look at him. I mean, he's always kind of unkempt. And the suit is always doesn't fit quite right, and the shirt doesn't fit quite right. How could Jim Moseley, and I knew him for many years, how could Jim Moseley possibly be an intelligence agent? And you think, you know what, if you're going to have an intelligence agent infiltrate the UFO field, you're going to have somebody who gathers information, you have somebody who is your friend. He befriends you. You tell him all the good things. You believe he's just a regular guy, a little bit crazy. How could he possibly be a member of intelligence? Think about that. Michael, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements.
with that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News. Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So it was Jim Moseley, the very first guest we had on the Paracast, February 28th, 2006. Someone I knew for, 40 years or so? Was he really an intelligence agent?
And that's what's interesting, you know, it's whatever the truth is, you know, the waters are muddy. And everybody's sort of paranoid now, even more so now than any other time within the history of the subject, because there's little camps, you know, there's always been camps of believers and, you know, people that are, you know, associated with each other of like minds, and then there's people that have different interpretations, and, you know, they become the enemy, or maybe they have personal animosity, or maybe there's just business competition. There's a lot of that now, especially within the podcast realm and the media realm. You know, you have all these different camps, and, you know, so everybody's sort of paranoid, and it's now become anybody that has a different view than me is, you know, on the take. Anybody that competes with my view, which is the correct heroic one, is probably a government agent. And I think people used to make those accusations in the past of people that did have ties. But, you know, in our modern social media, fake news, robots, age, people are really untrustworthy of each other. And I've been accused of being a government agent probably multiple times a month now, just because I don't agree with somebody's narrative or their interpretation of a certain case or a piece of evidence. People like Mick West, you know, people like, even on the other side, people like Lou, you know, I think, some may, have, agendas and ulterior motives, especially those that are, you know, connected to, actually changing policy. Certainly we have to take that as a consideration, but not everybody is on the take. I'm just some dude in Missouri, you know, a lifelong UFO nerd. Not on the take, not a government agent. I'm just, you know, a person with opinions. But, yeah, we really live in a hyper-politicized age within the subject, in a very hyper-paranoid age where everybody thinks that they're the hero, you know.
I don't think you're anybody unless you've been accused at least once of being a government agent.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage.
It is. I know Tim Beckley, he was constantly getting accused of being a disinformation agent.
And probably also accused of being an alien.
Well, he was, after all, Mr. UFO. Accused of being an alien. You're not?
As far as I know, you know, I guess if the mothership lands in my backyard and says, you know, okay, Gortak, it's time to go back to Romulak, I guess I'll be surprised, or not. My wife probably won't.
Well, in some of these Star Trek shows, you see how easy it is to put on makeup to turn a human into a Klingon and vice versa.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing. You know, that we have such technology now that where we can literally prank people, right? I mean, we can send up drones and make it look like an alien invasion and put people in top-notch Hollywood makeup at no cost and make them, you know, think that they're having a close encounter. It's very interesting and challenging times within ufology now. I encourage younger people to become drone experts. And all you have to do is show them a couple of videos of some drone shows, you know, and holographic lasers and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, they realize that, if we're going to be studying things in the sky, we need to know what the things in the sky are, you know, and be able to figure out what's going on. Can we pull off a believable close encounter to some unsuspecting person? We absolutely could. We have the technology now to do that. And that's another challenge that we have to consider. And not that there's a lot of people doing that, but, you know, in recent years, we do have, you know, mystery drones appearing at military bases. And we have people like Jeremy Corbell sharing videos that are most likely drones that are being attributed as being extraterrestrial. So we can make people think aliens are real if we totally want to.
Well, certainly they're taking advantage of it. Well, we're testing a new aircraft or a new drone. People say it's a UFO. Good, because they won't pay attention to what it really is.
It's a great cover story, and I think it's something that we've used. I think that, you know, the government, and, you know, I tell this to a lot of younger people, the military came up with the term UFO, and they also came up with the term unidentified aerial phenomena. You know, UFO, you know, they were called UFOBs back then. You know, Repelt, I think, was attributed with being the originator of that terminology, and it became UFO. But even back on the, you know, the Blue Book reporting sheets, it said UAP at the top. So everybody thinks, you know, UAP is a new term. It actually, it goes back to to Blue Book. It's at the top of the reporting sheets. So the government came up with these, you know, these terms, these phrases. And, it certainly, in some instances, it does work as great cover, for, secret military programs. Because if people are seeing something unusual, all you have to do is just characterize it as a UFO, and then you know, that's sort of it may not cause disinterest. It may cause, you know, an interest that gives an interpretation that they want, that it's something other than military. So, great cover story.
Well, that gets to another big subject here, which is what portion of UFOs do you think might be conventional test aircraft?
I think, you know, if we go with the traditional idea that, you know, 90% of everything is sort of prosaic, or 95%, 93%, you know, somewhere within that, you know, within all cases, you know, maybe there's like 5 to 8% that are truly unknown. And out of those, they're in that category due to insufficient data, you know. But still, even with a, you know, a small percentage, you know, say that 3% of all UFO cases are unknown, you know, we may be dealing with, you know, some sort of visitation from some sort of technology from elsewhere, or it may be technology from here that is either being misidentified, or it's a hidden technology or an unknown technology, or it's some sort of natural phenomena. And I think all three of those are probably on the plate for, you know, that small percentage of seriously in anomalous cases.
One more segment with Michael, then he'll join us on After the Paracast with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, when it comes to the Tic Tac sightings and all that, I think there's a mixture there. There's a mixture of something we can't figure out, and there's a mixture of something conventional. And, you know, there's all this hinting about the real goal there is not to look for ET, but the goal is to look for possible new technologies here.
You know, as somebody that studies aviation and aviation history, that is something that I also encourage new people to look at. I don't think you can study UFOs adequately without also studying the history of aviation. Definitely interconnected. We know there are times within the history of the subject of UFOs that what people have seen were secret jets. You know, when they rolled out the stealth bombers and the fighters around the Persian Gulf War time, we recognized that that was probably what some people were seeing. Even the CIA has come to admit that a significant portion of UFO encounters, you know, from like the 50s and 60s coincide with various tests of, you know, like the SR-71 and U-2 and high dynamic aircraft like that. And we have done experimentation within aviation of all different kinds of craft, you know, circular craft. We know the Avro, but we don't know that maybe the Avro it went beyond what was publicly known. You know, I've seen schematics for flying versions of Avros that did fly. And, you know, there are projects like from the Ariane company that involved blimp jet hybrids that legitimately flew and were part of programs. So I think there's been a lot of different programs with a lot of different technology, experimental, that have been misidentified. And there's probably still a lot of that. I think we probably do have some kind of a like the Ariane, it's called a flaming pumpkin seed, you know. It's like a triangular type blimp, but it's also jet powered, you know. It's got buoyancy, but it's also got speed. I think we probably have you know, platforms like that, or have had platforms over the 75 plus years since this subject has been part of our culture. So I think those are some things that I think can be very revelatory. I think, I've seen two UFOs, legitimate UFOs in my lifetime. I saw a daylight disc flying saucer, and I don't know what the hell that was. And I also have seen a black triangle traversing in front of the moon. And I don't know what that was either, but I'm here in Missouri, you know, where we have a lot of stealth aircraft that are housed. And I think most likely it was probably some sort of a military aircraft that is, you know, like the Black Manta or something like that, that is rumored, but not yet knowable or known in the public. So,
yeah, I want to hear just a little bit more detail about the disc that you saw in the daylight.
Well, it was in St. Louis back in 1979, and we were returning from a it was near St. Louis, and we were returning from a company picnic. My dad worked for Best Soda Company in St. Louis, and we were returning from that. And I was already into UFOs at the time. I have to admit that. And, you know, I looked out the window. I was in the back seat of the car, and flying alongside was a classic flying saucer. It sort of curved at the end, though, but it had a line delineated down the middle, and it was silvery, and it was reflecting the sun on one side. And I saw it for probably a good 6 or 7 seconds. What it was, I don't know. Could I have misinterpreted something? Could it have been hallucinatory? I don't know. I even doubt myself, you know. I think when we are skeptical, we have to really be skeptical. And I think open-minded skepticism is a good way to go. And being honest with ourselves and with others, and taking all the different ideas and theories and interpretations and putting everything on the table and seeing what works the most, I think, or works the best and what's most likely. Yeah, do I know what I saw? No. I mean, I can only speculate and lay out, you know, likely explanations, and I can even doubt my own experience. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to be open-minded skeptics about this and consider everything. Consider all the evidence, consider all the different interpretations honestly and pragmatically, and try to figure out what are the best explanations given, you know, the information that we have. Will I ever know what I saw? I don't think I will. Unless, you know, the alien was flying a flying saucer that day and came down and said, oh yeah, Mike, remember? You know, but even then, you know, you might have to doubt that. Or if it showed up in a government file, you know, it's we can always doubt. And yeah, I try to look at everything pragmatically and fairly and honestly. And that's what keeps me going, you know, the mystery of it all. You know, I'm not out to say that what I saw was aliens, but I'm also not out to say that, you know, I'm not out to dismiss it either. I think each case should be judged on its own merit, and each piece of evidence judged on its own merit, and each theory judged on its own validity. And there's so much out there to look at, and some of it's great and some of it's not so great, but it's fun and fascinating and, you know, keeps our curiosity going. Now, I've traveled to hundreds of places and, you know, have charted thousands of strange places. And, you know, when my days on this earth are done, I will have only scratched the surface of all the strange mysteries that are out there. And, you know, it takes all of us to be out there and explore these things and give our ideas and, you know, try to seek some honest answers.
You could see, though, how somebody who has no experience with this kind of stuff who may have a sighting like that.
Honest answers indeed. Michael Huntington, for those who are really, really, as they should be, curious about the things that you're up to, where do they go?
Well, I am active on all social media, so just look me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those fun places, or you can just go to Google, just type in my name and alongside with whatever weirdness you're in and all my different articles and such will pop up. I am in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and we are actually having a conference down here in August, 5th through 7th, Midwest Conference on the Unknown. So people can look that up if they actually want to come and participate in our conference. We're going to talk about a lot of the same topics and issues that we did here tonight.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. You see, we get to these places, too. You can also find us on Facebook. Two sections of the PowerCast, including a PowerCast fan club. We're not on Instagram yet. Maybe 50 years from now. You can also get branded merchandise for the PowerCast if you go to the PowerCast.shop with the t-shirts and all the good stuff. We also offer a special, very special feature called the PowerCast Plus. The place to go to check that out is the PowerCast.plus. Okay? The PowerCast.plus, we get this show free of the network ads. You also get the After the PowerCast podcast, where Michael will return to give us more conversation, uncensored, uninterrupted, until he gets sick of us. Go check out the PowerCast.plus special deal. If you give coupon code UFO20, UFO20, get 20% off on a 5-year or lifetime subscription. Can you beat that? The PowerCast.plus. Hey, Michael Huntington, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you so much. I've listened to you guys forever. It is an honor, and let's do this again sometime.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.